Next case.
Case number 12,509 is Kevin and Patricia O'Reilly. They seek variances from the front yard and rear yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures. Section 115-34, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Hassel Avenue Extension within the Bayview Park subdivision. The 911 address is 34967 Hassel Avenue Extended, Bethany Beach. Zoning district is MR, tax parcel is District 134, map 20.11, parcel 22. They're requesting a 9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed addition, and requesting a 12-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for the steps. Staff would like to note that the dwelling was built in 1984 with a CO issued in 85, and COs for an existing screen porch and porch were issued in 2018.
Say that again.
There's an existing porch on the property that had COs for issued in 2018.
The applicant, please come forward.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Good evening. Kevin O'Reilly, 390 Lane Crest District, Kensington, Maryland, 2895.
Thank you.
Tricia Riley, Patricia Riley, 3908 Dresden Street, Kensington, Maryland, 2895. For now.
And
just retired.
Congratulations. Both of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
So there's 5 criteria for granting a variance.
Okay. Uniqueness of property.
Sorry, sir. Could you move that microphone closer?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uniqueness of property. Property is 50 feet by 100 feet. The property is narrow, and the only area for an addition is the front yard. Cannot otherwise be developed. 3 bedrooms currently share 1 bathroom and limited closet space. An addition allows for a master bathroom and more closet space. Not created by the applicant. The house was built in 1984 as a small summer vacation home. Trish just retired, and we're both spending more time throughout the year and need the additional space.
He's blaming it on you, huh?
No closets.
Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The essential character of the neighborhood will not change. The proposed addition does not impact the development of the adjacent properties. The new porch and addition give the house additional curb appeal. The roof line of the addition will match the roof line of the existing house. Minimum variance. The variance of 9 foot from the 30-foot front yard setback is the minimum that provides additional space for the master bath and closet space. And then I had submitted last Thursday some additional information, and I don't know if now is the time to, now's the time to probably show that to you.
Did you submit it to the office?
Yes, last Thursday I emailed it. I never.
It's in your supplemental packet, Madam Chair. Sure.
Yeah. You could go over that with us if you'd like.
Okay. I'll try to be really quick. So more of our family is using the house. Trish just retired, and the kids, we have 3 kids. They're virtual commuting. 1 bathroom for 3 bedrooms doesn't allow privacy, and the restroom is overused. The 14-foot addition would provide additional space for a master bath, master bedroom, and much-needed closet space. This is the driver behind the 9-foot variance. The front of the addition matches or lines up with the front of the adjacent house to the south, and the house to the north is a corner lot. We're not on a long, straight street with 20 or 30 homes where one is sticking out from the rest of the homes and looks out of place. There are only 4 homes on the west side of Hassel Avenue Extended, as shown on there, and 1 on the east side of Hassel Avenue. Our lot is towards the end of Bayview Park and the end of Hassel Avenue. There are many curves and turns before Hassel Avenue turns into Hassel Avenue Extended. Some houses along Hassel Avenue have less than 30-foot setbacks. When turning onto Hassel Avenue Extended from Hassel extended from Hassel Avenue. The sightline to the addition does not feel like it is sticking out towards the road. The roof line of the addition will match the roof line of the existing house. From the ground level to the addition, the space is totally empty. There's nothing built from the ground up to the addition. Only the, except for the 8-foot-high 6x6 posts that go from the ground level up. In summary, the situation for this addition is unique and will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Due to driving through the neighborhood along Hassel Avenue, many houses are closer to the road than 30 foot. Our home is at the far end of the Bayview Park and is the third to the last of the four homes on the west side of Hassel Extended. Hassel Avenue angles away from our home and it angles kind of away from the two adjacent homes, giving the perception that the front of our proposed addition matches the front of the addition to the house to the south. Even though the front setbacks from the roads are different, it looks like it matches up. The addition fits the character of the neighborhood and will be an upgrade to the current look of the front of the house. We have talked with our immediate neighbors and have received positive feedback on the addition. And then I have an attachment that shows the our house and the house to the south, and our addition matches the front of their addition house to addition to the south, and that's part of the package. And then I have pictures, which, you know, I don't know, I'm thinking they can help you make a decision. I don't know if they will or not, but I have them here if you want me to explain them quickly. Would you like me to just explain them, or
do you want to ask them?
Members just need to ask questions, yeah.
Let's see if they have any questions.
Okay.
Any questions from members of the board?
Just a couple of clarifying ones. The deck is going to be removed. It's on
yes.
the front.
Yes.
And the addition that would be built, help me understand the steps. I'm looking at your survey. I believe it's the survey.
Yeah.
I'm looking at
the steps are adjacent to, so we have the proposed addition,
right,
which is the bump out with the roofed in, then we have a porch for the other half, and then we have the deck.
There's nothing on top.
Right.
Okay, but are the steps currently existing, or would they be new construction?
They would be new construction.
Thank you. Well, before I hand off, there's no utility or anything in there in the front?
No, there is an existing well, but it's further out from the house and has
right.
no impact on the addition itself.
Thank you. Is this going to be up so you can park under it? Because a lot of complaints in there, we've had cases in there, is the street parking and staying off the street so emergency vehicles can go through.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a problem. You can park under there.
Yeah.
Two cars?
We can get a lot of cars in there.
It's
sadly when our children.
It's a 14-foot addition, so if we can fit one car easily, probably two cars would be a little bit tougher.
We have fit 7 cars in there legally.
And the steps.
Yeah, we've crammed a lot in there.
They all have to bring their own.
Going back to the steps. On the steps, as I'm looking at it, you got a landing.
Yeah.
That's going to go up this way and then this way, correct?
Right.
Is that not closer to that setback than the 21 feet that you have listed?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, that's... Do you know about how much that is?
It is, I would say, it probably would require, you know, a little more variance than a 9 foot. And I don't have my scale or anything, but probably like 11 foot variance or something like that, yeah.
Sure.
Well, we want to make sure you have enough, because if you don't, we don't want you to have to come back.
Yeah,
right.
I think this one will need a little bit of drafting by the staff, because there's the two things that I see are the north corner of that appears to be closer to Hassel Avenue Extended of the deck, I should say, or the addition, than the south side of that. But then those steps and the landing protrude further, so I think we probably need, if I'm guessing, 3 different variances there, 1 for the deck and steps, and then the 2 for the addition, depending on where they are. And that very well may be in that neighborhood of 21, one may be one might be at it, one might be less than that, but I don't know that. So we can, it appears to be drawing the scale, so I would think we'd be able to figure that out.
Is there any flooding issues there?
Yes.
Hurricane Dorian, obviously.
Yeah, Hurricane Sandy came in 2 or 3 feet in the lower level. The base flood elevation's up higher than our ground floor, so hard to do much down there.
And towards the back, obviously. I know in these properties, sometimes it's happened where these properties, like some last one we had, like some of the property extended into the water. Is that not the case with yours?
No, the bulkhead is our property line.
Okay.
So we've had 2 surveys since we moved in, and both of them have a little marker in the bulkhead.
All right. Thank you.
Is there any other questions from members of the board while staff is
computing that? How far is the front property line from edge of paving of Hassel Avenue extended? Does it go right to the property line, or is there some?
Yeah, I think, I looked at one of the pictures, I think our gravel driveway ends right at the paved road. And I can't say that the dimensions shown on the house location survey are exactly to the pavement, but the property line is pretty close to the edge of pavement, maybe a foot off.
Do you anticipate any visibility issues for cars going down Hassel Avenue?
No, that's one of the pictures I think shows that you can kind of, there's no visual blockage and no impact on people traversing the road.
I noticed that I think we advertised for a rear yard as well. Do we have those figures also? Because
they only have to be 5 feet from the rear yard.
Well, that's what I was wondering, is if they even needed that.
I don't think so. But I think this is not a perfect scale.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure about that because it appears to be drawn on there.
Right. I indicated that there's maybe a 12-foot variance for the steps that protruded out. But even measuring the numbers that are on there, they're not, the scale that appears to be on there is not accurate. Because I think it's a copy. So the copy has made it skewed a little bit.
The original copy, and I think it expands.
I think, it makes there a slight difference. I'm not going to be able to get that accurate number.
How difficult would it be for you to get an accurate drawing of that for the board so that we could make sure the numbers are correct?
Yeah.
And that would be for everybody.
You just need an original.
Oh, you just need the original?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the original survey? Yeah.
Yeah, if you have that, that should work because this copy has made it a little wonky.
Yeah.
Do you have that with you?
Unfortunately, I did not bring it with me, but I have the original at home.
Okay.
The question is, you probably want the original hard copy.
Yeah.
You don't want me to email it to you, right? So.
It would probably do the same thing.
Madam Chair, if I may assist, that there is an alternative if the board require it sooner rather than later, is that the staff actually have the ability to digitally go back in and work out what the scale of the drawing is that's printed. It takes about 30 minutes, but it is achievable as an alternative to the applicant having to submit a scale copy of the original drawing. We can look, examine the scale and work out where it's printed, but to offer you an alternative.
Well, I thank you for that alternative. But I think we can proceed in a different manner. Let's proceed with, and then we'll come back to this, the required variance needed. How about that?
Whatever pleasure of the board is, Madam Chair.
Is there any other questions from the applicant? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there's anyone on this call that wishes to speak in favor of or against this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there's anyone on the call that wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there's zero callers that wish to make comments.
Thank you. So what I would suggest is that however we do this, if it is approved, we make a motion to allow for the applicant to bring the original survey to the office and let the staff compute exactly what variance is needed. And the one in question is the steps, is that correct? Or is it all of it?
All the front.
All the front.
Madam Chair, the problem that you run into that is the board cannot render a decision until the record is closed. Mm-hmm. That would be leaving the record open. If someone were ever to appeal it, we would have a question about what the record should or should not be.
Okay, so then we will leave the record open to our next regular meeting so that we can have the original.
I would.
Unless you have another suggestion.
Well, if the board were so inclined to do that, I would suggest that the record be left open for the limited purpose only of having a corrected survey showing the actual locations of these proposed structures. We would leave it open. I know with the holidays in the interim, do you believe you'd be able to get the original survey into staff in that interim? I recognize people have plans and whatnot, and COVID has thrown a lot of those plans into a wrench. But that way,
our next meeting is January 4th, so it's not
2 weeks
that far
from tonight.
Away.
Okay. Alternatively, the next meeting after that would be, I believe, the 25th of January. So we could put it on for that one if the board wanted that information.
I think we'd be fine with January 4th.
Okay.
Can I just offer one suggestion, one food for thought? The 9-foot variance, if we honor the 9-foot variance, and whatever the addition was that went out to that 9-foot, we'd honor the 9-foot variance. So when we build the addition, we'd get a surveyor in and they would show the 9-foot, and we would not encroach any more on that. And then the same thing with the stairs. I just throw that out, food for thought.
If you're happy with it, that's up to you. Correct, Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, I think the two challenges that we have with that are typically when we do this, the variances, we try to basically pin where the structures would be. So that if somebody were to come back later, they could say, okay, that's where it should have been and that's where it is. And if we say a 9-foot variance, that may be the furthest point out, but you may have a lesser variance for the others because the house is not parallel.
We have an angle.
To the avenue.
Yeah.
So that's the only concern that I could see perhaps having in the record on it.
Okay.
You couldn't be sure of changing yourself, too.
That's true,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I might end up at 13-foot addition, and wouldn't be quite what
you want this to be correct for your own sake.
Yeah. I think I need to do a little survey. And I wonder if I should even contact the surveyor and get it from them. And I
would say that you're going to not get that tomorrow or the next day.
Oh.
We have an idea.
Okay, you're right. It's in a file somewhere. Hopefully I'll find it.
We had it out recently.
I would say if you don't find it, then contact the surveyor. But I can tell you they're backed up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So,
we need a motion.
We would need a motion.
We need a motion.
And perhaps if board so, I could just say, leave the record open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to submit
an original copy of the survey so that the measurements of the additions can be accurately described.
So moved. Second.
Motion and second. Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So get that in here. 4-0. It's left open for the sole purpose of the survey.
Okay.
And so then do we both have to come back to that one too?
You don't have to.
Yeah, there won't be any testimony at that hearing. It's for that sole purpose of us being able to have that survey so that the board can look at it and make the decision.
Okay.
And we need to get that to you right away.
Yeah, just bring it to us.
Like tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. No problem. Okay, thank you.
Well, we're closed the rest of the week, so.
Thank you for taking your time.
I appreciate it. And then we'll be back.
You guys are closed on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yeah. Wow.
We're open tomorrow.
Shoot.
And then we'll be open again Monday.
Wow.
All 2:30.
Anything else, Madam Chair?
If you can get it tomorrow, that's fine.
I have nothing else. Anybody else have anything? Hope everybody has a happy holiday and happy new year.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.